And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 28th of September, 2010. It was on this day in 1066 that William the Conqueror of Normandy arrived on English soil to defeat the British in the Battle of Hastings in October and then be crowned King of England in December. He brought the French language with him, which, within a few centuries, transformed English. It went from a Germanic language to one infused with a large Latinate vocabulary, which came by way of French. It didn't become a Romance language, but it certainly got sexier. It was on this day in 1928, 82 years ago, that the age of antibiotics began. The Scottish bacteriologist Alexander Fleming looked down into a petri dish in his basement laboratory in London, a dish that he had left out by accident and had then gone off on holiday for a couple of weeks, and he noticed a blue-green mold growing that was killing off the Staphylococcus bacteria he'd been cultivating, and he called the mold penicillin. It was a miracle drug. It was the first of the antibiotics. His discovery of the mold was just the first step. They still had to find a way to purify it and then mass produce it. And it took 10 years, a team of Oxford scientists, a Rockefeller Foundation grant to make penicillin the antibiotic that it is today. They used big vats for fermenting the mold and found that the mold from a cantaloupe was the best kind of mold to start from. And they found that dumping in a byproduct from corn processing made the mold stronger. Basically, penicillin works to prevent bacteria from forming new cell walls, and without new cell walls, they're unable to multiply, and that kills them off. There are several versions of penicillin now, and they are still prescribed to treat a variety of infections. It's the most widely used antibiotic in history. It's the birthday of the woman who wrote Rebecca of Sunnybrook Farm, Kate Douglas Wiggin, Philadelphia, 1856. It's the birthday of Alfred Gerald Kaplan, Al Cap, born in New Haven, 1909, who created the comic strip Little Abner. And it's the birthday of the last TV host who tried to appeal to everybody in America, Ed Sullivan, born New York City, 1902, hosted the Ed Sullivan Show on CBS from 1948 to 1971. Here's a poem for today by George Bilgear, entitled Scorcher. In the summer twilight, a couple of hours after dinner, we like to take a walk. The birds have turned in, the air has finally cooled, but the crickets and katydids are getting so worked up that the lightning bugs catch fire a few feet above the lawn, just where we left them when we were kids. Now and then, we pass another couple from one of the green, old, more or less identical streets of our neighborhood as they move through the atmosphere, mystical and obscure, their voices softly registering the news of the summer. Good evening, we say to each other. Lovely night, isn't it? What a scorcher, we say with gratitude and affection, for this shared mystery of being human on this dark little planet, on one of the slender, gracefully swirling arms of one of the smaller galaxies. A poem titled Scorcher by George Bilgear, used by permission of the poet here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, producers of poetry everywhere, a new series of films featuring contemporary poets. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by PBS, presenting Baseball, the 10th Inning, from Ken Burns. A new look at the players, culture, and business of the game tonight at 8, 7 Central, on most PBS stations. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.